With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm after sweeping into Texas as a Category 1 storm with heavy rains and powerful winds. Patty Richardson of Freeport, Texas, says the storm has been intense.
Probably not the scariest, but it's very intimidating to sit in a 900-square-foot house, a little bungalow, and listen to all of this. You can feel the house shaking. You can feel the vibration of underneath. You can hear the plumbing vibrate because these homes are on blocks and, you know, pier and beam and stuff. So it's pretty freaky.
Power knocked out to 1.5 million homes and businesses as fast rising waters caused street flooding and prompted rescues. Many flights canceled at Houston's two airports. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden campaign sent approved questions to two radio hosts who interviewed the president after his awful debate performance. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Last week, Joe Biden was interviewed on two black radio shows in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. It was part of the campaign's effort to show that the president could answer questions and discuss his record. Over the weekend, Wisconsin host Earl Ingram said the Biden team gave him four questions in advance. Philadelphia radio host Andrea Lawful Sanders received a list of eight predetermined questions from the campaign and used four of them. She has since lost her job. Greg Clugston reporting.
Agents for the U.S. Transportation Security Administration on Sunday screening 3 million airline passengers in a single day for the first time ever. That record topped the June 23rd mark of more than 2.99 million screened passengers. On Wall Street, the Dow is losing 27 points, but the NASDAQ is 14 points up. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyteries for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credential days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. The student did not contest her firing last fall, but sued the education department over the revocation of her license. This is SRN News. French politicians from the left and center working on their next steps after a surprise election result handed them the bulk of the seats in a hung parliament.
We have the leftist coalition, the New Popular Front, on 182, the centrists of Mr. Macron, they're on 169, and the National Rally relegated to 143. And some relief in many quarters in France that the rally had been stopped, that this Republican Front has worked to prevent them from gaining power, but the reality today is that you have three very disparate blocks within the National Assembly from which the new president has to find a prime minister.
BBC correspondent Christian Fraser. City authorities say nearly 1,000 homes and settlements in Cape Town, South Africa, destroyed by gale force winds. Cape Town bracing for a complete week of damaging weather. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.